You know, there's a difference between reading something versus digesting something. When something becomes a part of you, it changes everything. You can read about walking in the Spirit, and you can actually get a glimpse of the concept, but until it really clicks and becomes a part of you, you don't even know what it means. And so you can talk about, somebody says, yeah, I know, I'm walking in the Spirit, and you go sit down and eat lunch with them or talk to them, and they say something about good works or being good enough, or, and you realize they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. I don't know how people, and I think I read it in the Psalm somewhere this morning. I don't even want to have a, in the Psalms, I don't even want to have a meal with the unsaved. I don't want to sit down with the unsaved and have a meal. I'm pretty sure I read that in the Psalms today. The evil, anybody who rejects Jesus is evil, plain and simple. If you reject Christ, that's Antichrist. That's evil. Why do you want to sit down and fellowship with somebody who's evil? You know? I don't get it. I don't grasp the concept, to be honest with you. Yeah, I don't grasp the concept. When you finally set those boundaries, and say, I don't think so, not anymore. When you finally set those boundaries, kind of blows their mind. It blows their mind. That you finally stood for what's right. They think with all their charisma and charm and flattery and googly gook talk and fun. If somebody's always talking about having fun, run. If somebody's always talking about having fun, you better run. If that's all they think about, fun, run. Run as fast as you can. It really blows my mind how contrary most thinking is from the Bible. Everybody's thinking is Gentile thinking. And they try to make it, they try to normalize it and say, oh, this is normal, when it's not even close. Wild stuff.